The data centers that feed China's appetite for internet and high-speed video streaming are consuming a tremendous amount of electricity. According to a new report from Greenpeace and the North China Electric Power University, the buildings that store all that data produced 99 million metric tons of carbon last year. That's equivalent to 21 million cars. And the hidden cost, by the way, of the internet is not just a problem in China. Ben Brock-Johnson covers tech for Here and Now. Hi, Ben.
Hi.
So we know that cars and airplanes and factories are big polluters, but I'm willing to bet that a lot of people don't think about their carbon consumption on the internet. So, you know, tell us what these data centers are doing, especially in China, that they're so hungry for all this energy.
Right. So there's a couple of things going on here, right? Number one, the movement of everything to the cloud, all kinds of information instead of being stored locally on our devices is being stored somewhere else, always accessible via the internet. That is great for convenience and it helps us in a lot of other ways too, like using large data sets to solve problems, making our cities, our houses smarter, etc. And of course, Netflixing and chilling. So ironically, the phrase moving everything to the cloud is a problem for our actual climate, right? Now, this is a global problem. An estimated 3 to 5% of all electricity used globally now is data centers, Peter. And that number might sound small, but it is comparable to the airline industry. But in China, when you look at where these data centers are and how they access power that runs the data centers, a lot of that power is coal. And this report really pointed that out and called that out.
So this report from China says the problem is getting worse there, that in 5 years, China's data centers will consume as much power as the total amount consumed by Australia in 2018. What does Beijing think about this? I mean, does the government see this as a problem?
Yeah, so I think this is a good question. I'm not a China environmental policy expert, but I will say that government did start a pilot program for green data centers in 2015, right? So that seems to signal at least that the government is thinking about this. Also, Alibaba has launched data centers powered by solar and hydroelectric power in the country. But while we talk about this data center issue as a problem that feels invisible, Beijing's environmental awareness in the last decade has really come from actually a visible impact of its reliance on fossil fuel. Right? The smog of Chinese cities is now legendary and super dangerous, and the government is concerned about that, which is part of what has led to some pretty legendary solar power innovations in China to the point where it has now surpassed the U.S. in a lot of clean tech. So I do think it is possible that a larger evolution of the government's feelings on environmental responsibility might impact this newer tech sector's data use.
And to be fair to the Chinese, we're all very hungry for internet use and internet consumption. So how do data centers in the U.S. compare?
Yeah, so for a long time, the record in the U.S. was also not great. And we are slowly but surely improving on that front. Apple now says all of its data centers are powered by clean energy. Microsoft is saying it will get to 70% by 2023. Amazon is actually way behind at about 50%. Huh. But the company has sort of written that it wants to improve this number. Google and Facebook are also on this. They're talking about building data centers in cooler places, Finland, Sweden, moving away from, say, building them in Nevada, which I think gets kind of warm. So we should also say that data centers are getting much more efficient at the same time. So as they get bigger and more consolidated, they can rely on fewer, more powerful servers and focus on larger cooling efforts. So in some ways, we're making strides even as we are creating a bigger problem, which is like humanity's MO, I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
And you make a good point. I just want to be clear. These buildings are doing a lot of work. They create a lot of energy. They put off a lot of energy. They get very hot. They need to be cooled down by air conditioning units. So that's why putting one in Las Vegas, for instance, is going to take a lot more energy.
Yeah.
But why do you think those U.S. companies are making such public steps to do this?
So tech companies, which we should remember from releasing new devices full of precious metals like every 6 months to contributing to our global consumption of terawatts of power, last number I checked was over 400 terawatts of power annually, are far from good actors here when it comes to the problem. but they are sort of culturally appointed to be pro-environment, right? Environmental responsibility fits the brand identities these companies want to project. And as large tech companies become more competitive with each other, as Apple becomes more of a service company and Google becomes a device company, they want to convince users more and more to think of them as somehow different, even if they aren't, right? So corporate responsibility when it comes to climate change is a way to differentiate. But also environmental organizations like Greenpeace have really been pushing these companies on this front. They give different companies scorecards. There's been a lot of advocacy as well from outside of these companies. And, you know, where you see big tech in the U.S. going on this issue, you might see Chinese tech giants follow suit. But there's an activism aspect of this, too, at least in the U.S., right? About 1,000 Amazon workers plan a walkout actually on September 20th to protest the company's failure to address its environmental issues. And you might imagine that going down a different way in China.
Fascinating. And we saw a statistic that said one Google search is the equivalent of powering a 60-watt light bulb for 17 seconds. So think about that next time you're clanking away on your keyboard.
Exactly.
Ben Brock Johnson covers tech for Here and Now. Thanks so much.
Thank you.